It was a very dark night, and while I was crossing the marsh, I heard the well-remembered sound of a big gun from one of the hulks downriver, announcing the escape of a convict. I came to the village and was passing its one inn, when the door was thrown open, and a man came running out in a great hurry, a bottle in his hand. "There's something wrong up at your place," he said, without stopping. "Run, Pip, run!"
"What is it?"
I asked, keeping up with him.
"I can't quite understand. The house seems to have been broken into when Joe was out. By convicts, I suppose. Somebody has been attacked and hurt. They sent me to fetch brandy."
We made no stop until we got into our kitchen. It was full of people. The whole village was there, or in the yard. And there was a doctor, and there was Joe, and there was a group of women, all gathered around something on the floor. They drew back when they saw me, and so I became aware of my sister. She lay without sense or movement on the bare boards, where she had been knocked down by a violent blow on the back of the head, dealt by some unknown hand. The attacker remained unknown. My sister, meanwhile, lay very ill in bed, and was of no help in the inquiries that followed. Her sight was disturbed, her memory gone, and she had lost all power of speech. When at last she recovered enough to be helped downstairs, she sat in the kitchen as helpless as a child. We were at a loss to find someone to nurse her, until a circumstance happened conveniently to relieve us. Mr. Wopsle's sister died, and her orphan daughter, Biddy, came to live with us. Biddy was the same age as me, and I had known her all my days. She was not beautiful. She could not be like Estella, but she was pleasant and sweet-tempered. My sister was never left alone now. Joe always took care of her on Sunday afternoons when Biddy and I went out together. One summer's afternoon, when she and I sat on the river bank, I decided that it was a good time to take Biddy into my confidence. "Biddy," I said, "I want to become a gentleman. I'm not at all happy as I am. I don't want to be coarse and common, as somebody once told me I am." "That was neither true nor polite," answered Biddy, watching a ship move upriver.
"Who said it?"
"The beautiful young lady at Miss Havisham's. I want to be a gentleman on her account."
"Do you want to be a gentleman to spite her, or to win her over?" asked Biddy after a pause.
"I don't know," I answered sadly. "Because, if it is to spite her," Biddy went on, "I should think it might be better done by caring nothing for her words. And if it is to gain her over, I should think, but you know best, she was not worth winning." Exactly what I thought myself, but it made no difference. Deep in my heart, I knew that I loved Estella and could love no other ever. And the only way I could win her, it seemed, was to become a gentleman. I had no idea how I should do that. And then, suddenly, fate took a hand in the game.